So is that fair? And also, does that go double for the quarterback?
I mean, it's all about wins and losses. You know, I never, you know, seen a guy being judged off the stats. You know, so, I mean, we all understand as a group we got to win. We got to do everything it takes to win games. But, you know, stats don't mean anything if you don't win games.
In watching the film, do you think you're holding the ball too long? Or are you happy with how quickly you're running out?
I'm not holding the ball too long. I'm not holding the ball too long at all. Don't try to make that an issue. It's not.
Mike, you've been involved in a lot of games against the Giants. Can you talk about the rivalry between the Eagles and the Giants?
It's always going to be a rivalry between the Eagles and the Giants, and it's a good one, and we respect it on both sides, and it's always fun.
Mike, along those lines then, okay, you're not holding the ball too long. Does the defense make an effort to take away your first read?
I mean, that's the option. I mean, that's what they're coached to do, take away the first read. And that's why it's called progression, you know, from a quarterback standpoint.
Did you pride yourself in this past game? I mean, you were in a lot of situations where you could have thrown the ball up and grabbed, but you could see determined not to turn the ball over and be disciplined about everything?
I mean, I play within the offense.
How's Sean a different player this year in previous seasons?
Sean's working extremely hard to be the best that he can be week in and week out.
Mike, is this about as big a win as a must-win situation as it gets in this league?
It's a big game for us. You know, we're looking forward to it. We're working extremely hard. Had a good day of practice, and we're about to go try to get some more prep in.
The Giants' front four hasn't gotten that many sacks this year, but kind of you still know, and just going against them in the past, what they're capable of.
We know they're a good pass rush. They have a good pass rush. They do a lot of good things up front, you know, play a lot of games. And it's going to be up to us to try to counter that and do a good job of blocking and maintain the integrity of the pocket.
Mike, including this game, there's a huge stretch here. You guys facing teams that are 500 or below here. Do you look at this as the opportunity after a tough start to really get going here and you guys are doing some damage?
You just got to win. You know, I mean, can't look no further than this game this week. You know, we got to get win number two. That's the most important thing.
Mike, what are the areas you specifically want to improve on, in the next few weeks here?
Well, it's a lot of things you want to improve on. Each game dictates something different. I go back in the film and try to critique myself as much as I can. I just got to keep doing what I'm doing.
What did you see on the film, say, in the Broncos game when you critiqued your own play?
You got to score, you got to finish drives. I mean, whether it's me or whether it's the entire team or the entire offense, we got to finish drafts.
Mike, despite a slow start here, it seems like Chip Kelly's in a good mood today, keeping things loose. How important is that for this team to stay loose and not get tight?
I mean, it's very important. I mean, you can't come out and display any kind of discomfort to the team. You know, his attitude is to stay positive and keep working.
You talked earlier this week about the pressure that was on Deshaun and needed to like sort of alleviate some of that. But what about for you? Like, what kind of pressure is on you as a quarterback in this town for this team?
There's no pressure on me. I mean, I put pressure on myself, more pressure than anybody can apply. And that's to be the best that I can be each and every Sunday, to do my job. That's the most important thing.
Have you guys figured out a way to try to get the receivers open? Because I guess if they say you're holding the ball, then that means our receivers not getting open or...
Listen, whoever's saying I'm holding the ball too long, they don't know anything about football. They need to go watch the film. I'm going to pull some film out for y'all. I'm going to keep it clicking right here. And we're going to go through every play so I can break it down verbatim, play for play for y'all. But if y'all think I'm holding the ball too long, then maybe y'all right. You know, sometimes we don't give y'all enough credit either.
What about the zone read runs, Mike? Are you noticing defenders kind of focusing attention on you? It seems like on most of those, you're handing the ball off to Shady or Bryce Brown.
Yeah, well, they're trying to keep me from getting outside. I knew at some point, you know, they was going to play us that way. But, that's part of their scheme. You know, it's part of their job is to make us hand it off, and we've been handing it off. And, you know, Shady's been doing a great job of running the football.
Is there a sense that the kind of rough start to the season has been a product in part because of the cards that you guys were dealt, you know, coming in, new system, 3 games in 11 days, and then when you finally do get some time, it's a trip to face Peyton and the Broncos?
I mean, one thing we're not going to do, we're not going to make any excuses. I mean, you know, we love to play this game. We love the game of football. You know, it is what it is, you know, and you know, I would never sit here and make an excuse as to why the situation is what it is. You know, it could have easily been different. You know, we could have easily been in a different situation right now. So, you know, we just got to keep playing, and regardless of what, you know, as long as I'm the quarterback of this football team, I'm going to continue to keep playing hard, and I hope the guys in the locker room continue to feel the same way.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.